This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here. I am laughing because off to my shoulder they're listing Biden's list of failures. And I mean, they're so obvious. But anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, and that's what you want to be. You know, Brad Dinkins was on the last hour. And when it comes to your kids in education, I've said this before. It is pretty much the one thing that the government has total control of that was never meant to teach what it's teaching right now. And you are forced to keep your kid in a failing school no matter what. Do you know that? You've read stories, you've heard stories, we've done stories on the show. Where you had a mother that almost went to jail for like 10 years because she lied about her dress because the school that her daughter was going to, or supposed to go to, right, heavy violence or high violence, kids weren't graduating. Lousy schools, one of the worst schools in the district. You might have said it was in a Democrat neighborhood, but that's beside the point. All right, and so she lied to get her kid to a better school because they wouldn't let her kid transfer. And now some of you are saying, well, you know, that's not fair to the other kids because they couldn't transfer either. Okay, all right, let's say I buy that. Then get rid of the lousy teachers. Stop protecting lousy teachers. Stop protecting lousy administrators. Stop protecting an education system that in some areas is failing tremendously. Stop doing it. Find a way, give the ability to get rid of bad teachers, bad administrators. And I am tired of hearing that there is no way that you can grade a teacher on her ability or his ability because, you know, that kid come up through a couple of grades. And no, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. You guys are so good at what you do. Some of you have been in education 25, 30 years. I've heard you speak. You know when you sit in a classroom when you have a bad teacher and a good teacher. You know, but you won't say anything. You won't say a word. I haven't figured out why yet. You say you love the kids. You say you care about the kids. You say you want to make sure they get the best education there is. Then make sure they get the best education there is. Open your mouth when there's a bad teacher. Who other than you is going to help? They're going to look at a guy like me or even, you know, somebody from outside the industry, and it is an industry. And they're going to say, like the woman said to that student, you don't know. Your parents don't know. They're not in this business. So they're sure they have it all over you. Besides, it's all for naught anyhow, because according to a recent article I was reading, being white or intelligence is a white man's mythology. That's right. A graduate assistant at the University of Cincinnati wrote that intelligence is a white man's mythology. Stop calling your female colleagues smart or clever. Right? I mean, we did a similar story to this, like it was last week or whatever it was. I mean, so now you can't count. I mean, I should have brought this up with Kimberly tonight. That would have been great. You can't say, oh, I like your hair, or you change your hair, I like it. You must have lost some weight. Maybe you can't say any of those things to a woman anymore. Even though I will tell you, in talking to some women, they don't mind. If you see something that they've done, that they've changed, and they either look better, or they look healthier, or they look whatever, they don't have a... I mean, I'm not saying they go, you go, you know, you whistle at them and tell them, you know, how hot they are. That's not the context here. There are people, male and female, that are out there busting hump, trying to blow off some weight, trying to look better, try to feel better about themselves. Many of us, you know, hard time getting a haircut sometimes. And when they do make these changes, when they go out of their way to work out, make themselves look better and feel better, why wouldn't you say something to them? I don't know what you're doing, but whatever you're doing, you're looking better, you're looking healthier, good for you. But somehow to the left, that's a slight, that's a nasty thing. You don't want to say that, that's terrible. It always amazes me that these guys are so uptight about this. I should do that story. That's great. The average citizen that was protecting their stores the other night in Minnesota with their own guns, because they knew the cops couldn't protect them or wouldn't. They weren't going to be allowed to. They knew that. So a conservative journalist, Kyle Hooten, he was talking about the mainstream media's coverage of Minnesota and how completely ridiculous it was. He said that during an interview on the Todd Starnes radio show that Hooter also praised the work of the National Guard and the local police, noting that on the second day of rioting, almost no businesses were attacked. He also said that there was a bunch of gun-toting citizens that were protecting these stores. He said, we did see that both professionally contracted civilian security services and average people out in front of their businesses that were guarded by gun-wielding security agents, were not burned to the ground or looted for some reason. I mean, sir, duh. Be proof positive that if you protect yourself, if you protect your property, they're not going to come in there. They want it easy. When you have the cops back down, you tell them they can't fight back or push back. That's easy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
There we are now. We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, as I always say, part of the solution. All right. There's too many good stories out there not to have some fun with some of these. You know, and again, I would hate to be those guys out there tonight trying to protect those people in Minnesota, because you really don't know what's going to happen. And I'm saying that from a standpoint, you really don't know... Who's for you? Who's against you? With the way they're dressing out there, and you know, isn't it funny? It's true. They're going to come in and take you out of church for being close to each other without masks on, and yet you have those people in the crowd that don't have masks on. They yell at each other, and that's okay. Somehow, that's fine. Not a problem. Just totally amazing to me. We just did the story about that, and I'll post it up on the website later. How average citizens were protecting homes, businesses with firearms, their own firearms.
Oh, my God. Based on what the left keeps telling us, with every firearm that was taken down there, shouldn't there be, like, mass shootings all over the place? Another lie from the left. Another narrative. Another lie. Now, the Michigan Republicans fire back after the CDC director tells the state to shut down. Not the answer they were looking for, though. You know, really think about this. You know, all you ever hear is about how bad DeSantis is. How bad, what a lousy governor he is. Same thing in Texas. And yet, they have lower rates than California and Michigan. So congressional lawmakers from Michigan reacted to the CDC and prevention telling their state to shut down as the Wolverine state leads the nation in COVID-19 cases. Now, Republican members of the Michigan Congress delegation spoke out against CDC's new recommendations to basically shut the state down again. God bless. The director, CDC director, what is her name? Rochelle Walensky told reporters that a shutdown was necessary as the state wouldn't be able to use a vaccine surge as a solution to the rising number. Right now, they've been begging for more vaccine, more vaccines there. These guys can't make up their mind. So I say, what we really need to do in these situations is to shut things down. You know, here's what we should do. If they're going to shut things down, they don't get to take a paycheck either. Their paycheck is based on taxes that are being paid all across the country. If they're simply going to shut things down, that's their answer to everything, and it's not working, we shouldn't do it. I mean, they keep talking about science. This is the funny thing about the left. They keep talking about science and numbers and reality, how the right blows all that off, but they don't pay any attention to it at all. They don't even know it exists. How do you explain a state like Florida, who has a major elderly population, not being among the worst? How do you explain that? Right? It never stops with these people. Bill Huizenga, a Republican out of Michigan, he said the CDC's recommendations to shut down Michigan again, it's just outrageous. He called on the Biden administration to adopt a surge strategy and give the state more vaccines instead of backing another shutdown. It's clear that Michigan is a hot spot. To prevent further spread and save lives, Biden should be pushing more vaccines there. Remember, this is going to save us. Remember, we were told in the beginning, once everybody gets a vaccine, once these vaccines get out there, once we get them rolling, everything's going to be fine. Well, apparently, we have come to find out that might not be true. But shutting down the economy again is not the answer, said the congressman. Jack Bergman, another Republican out of Michigan, and a retired Marine Corps lieutenant, he joined in saying that the CDC recommendation is just out of control. You know, their answer to everything is just stop. Just stop it all and let's see what happens. You're going to keep people home again? You're going to keep them out of the supermarkets? You're going to keep the kids back out of school? This is my fear here in California. We have all these kids that have had, that have had major mental issues. They've been suffering through depression and so many other things. And now you told them to go back to school, so they're going to go back to school for a little bit anyhow. And then what? Then what are you going to do with them? No, come on, really. So now all of a sudden, you're going to tell them no, they got to get out because, you know, we're seeing a spike, a surge. It's going to devastate these kids. And most of these people, you know, these government bureaucrats who've never really had a job of their own, who've never had to run a business, who've never had to deal with people who they may have to fire or let go. This is easy for them all. This is like for everybody else. You know, go ahead. Well, we'll have to go ahead and shut down your business again, the one that you're just rebuilding again, the one that has been burned down for the third time because we won't allow our police to do the job again.
Bergman unloaded the Biden administration again for its mixed message regarding the vaccine and getting America back to normal. They continue showing fear and doubt. They're sending mixed messages on the vaccine and how to move forward. Michiganders are ready to crush COVID and get back to business. Instead, we're watching other states succeed with more freedoms. He's right. Trust people. Look at the states that have. Look at New York is doing. You've got two Gestapo leaders there. Hey, I wonder how come Cuomo hasn't been on TV so much. Really, what do you think? It's just amazing. And they got pictures of these kids. I mean kids, young people. With big wads of cash. Right? And filling up their cars, filling up things. It's just, I mean, whether they're bikes, car, whatever, bags. Because again, nothing says restitution. Like how much stuff you can steal. What do you think? Now, the Michigan residents already gone through a year of lockdowns. This is nothing new. Got to give them something different. People, if we've been locked down, if we've been locked out of schools, if all this stuff has been going down, and they're telling you it's going to work and it hasn't worked in a year, and they want you to do it again, that's insanity. Just flat out insanity. It's almost in your house. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC has called for a pause on the administration of Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine in the wake of a handful of cases of severe blood clots in recipients. The CDC and FDA say they made the recommendation for the pause out of an abundance of caution while they study the issues. The six cases all occurred in women aged 18 to 48 and occurred 6 to 13 days after they'd received the vaccine. One woman died and another is in critical condition. All 50 states have now followed the recommendation and put a hold on administering the J&J shot. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells ABC News that it's important to remember how rare these adverse effects have been.
I think the important thing to emphasize is that it is very rare. There were six women
out of the 6.85 million vaccinations of the J&J, which means that it's less than one in a million.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-GO-855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, part of the solution. For our listeners out there in the Milwaukee area, be careful. God only knows what's going on out there. You can't go down and fix anything. Don't try. They're not going to let you, and you know it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, so, no, I love pumping through some of these stories because there's so much crazy stuff going on out there. And this whole green movement, you realize they never, we've talked about this a million times, they never think anything through. When it comes to all these great and wonderful programs going to save the planet, save the world, save the kids, I don't know, save something. But do they really? Nobody even checks to see. Honestly. So now we're going to go down this road with the electric cars, right? Well, if AOC has her way, we're going to have electric trains and we're going to have electric airplanes. I don't want to see that one. That one I have to see work. So President Biden is proposing a massive expansion in electric cars. He wants to fund 500,000 charging stations across the country. Well, first of all, they're not free, right? We're going to pay for those one way or the other. Who's paying for the electricity that's supply? Right? But there's a massive problem that nobody seems to want to deal with or even think about, frankly. You know, while we were sitting here being eco-free on everything, we were handing this all over to China and India. The two places in those, the Paris Accords, Climate Accords, those are the two biggest offenders that don't have to do anything. What is that all about? There's China controls 80% of the globe's essential raw materials. Now, we call them rare earth materials, right? Or minerals. You need these to manufacture car batteries. We did a story last year about this in India and how these kids, what's going on with these kids that are manufacturing or digging this stuff up or going in and mining some of this. Kids, yeah, you heard me, kids. So it's switching from gas-powered cars to electric cars. We'd be switching from energy self-sufficiency to total dependence on China again. So instead of Arab sheiks controlling everything and controlling our destiny, we'd have the Chinese communists controlling our destiny. Look what they did to us. When we were looking for
the drugs, penicillin and such, I found out for the first time how much of that they manufacture for us. Right? And they threatened to hold up the drugs on us. Pharmaceuticals, excuse me. So if they were threatening, what is going to keep them from threatening us here? Threatening us with anything. They're not known for being honest people. The government, that is. So the U.S. once was a dominant global supplier of rare earth minerals. That's until the eco-freaks closed down the mines in California and Nevada. Look at all the jobs they got rid of. We had a strong economy. We had money coming in because of those things. So what we did was we didn't save the planet. They didn't save the planet. Oh, we did our little bit to make it better. No, you didn't. What you did was you pushed it over to China, where they don't care who they use to mine this stuff. They don't care what kind of conditions they work in. You mean more of a, you know, God, you just don't think anything through. They probably had a celebratory dance around both of those closed mines. I'm sure those kids that are mining that stuff over in China right now are dancing too, aren't they? We have only one mine left in this country. It's in Mountain Pass, California. Now, according to the Washington Examiner, the difficult part about extracting and using these minerals is the separation and refinement process. Now, that is largely controlled still in China. Well, there's plans to build more mines and processing facilities. Now, Trump's the one that started this, by the way. See, he'll never get credit for any of this. Right? We all heard him when he said that there would be vaccines for everybody by April. There would be millions of people vaccinated by April. Right? They all poo-pooed him, thought it was funny, laughed at him. Biden does it or rides on those coattails, and he's a genius. He's wonderful. He's great. But they're going to take years to come to fruition. They're going to take years for them to put together and get rolling. What do we do between now and then? But let's go ahead and put all that money into electric cars. Let's make sure that we have a bigger need for those batteries, so China is the one. I just found out a couple of years back that a lot of the electrical transformers that you see that Edison uses across the country, big electric companies use across the country, come in from China. Because our regulations are so tough, not only would it make it cost prohibitive, but it would drive it. We don't think anything through. I'm back to that again. So the same damage is being done to the earth, right? The same product is being made. It's just because it's made in China and they use child labor in China, then it's okay. For some odd reason, somehow that's okay now. It has taken America more than 50 years to be free of domination by OPEC because of fracking and offshore drilling. We've been able to increase our domestic oil production so much that we're now the largest producer in the world, but Joey B is going to stop that, though. Can't have that. We can't be self-sufficient with anything because then no money goes in his pocket. Biden's going to give all this away, though, by switching away from gasoline to electric cars. Think about it. If we don't have the ability to make those batteries or the product for those batteries so we can at least supply what they need to put them together, if we're not ramped up and ready to make these batteries as these cars start coming off the line, who do you think is going to get the business? Now, these batteries powered by rare earth minerals are essential for the production of solar panels and wind turbines as well. How are we going to build these things? How are we going to stay self-sufficient? See, they all want us part of the big, you know, global family. How does that work out for us? How did that work out for us? Not well, did it? And rare earth minerals, they're also key in the production of with smartphones, digital cameras, flat screens, TVs, computers, LED lights. I mean, all kinds of stuff use these rare earth minerals. And right now, the only one really doing anything with, the only one that can really do anything with them big time is China. Do you realize that, we actually, in the defense sector, we need these minerals for guidance systems, jet engines, satellites, lasers, night vision goggles. And, you know, look at, even as a conservative Republican, we don't want to pollute the earth. We don't want to go out of our way to make it worse. But how much of the carbon emission would you lessen at this point with how we have to make this product? Are these cars just going to sit on the side of the road or in lots some places so they can make the batteries to make it happen? None of this makes, again, I say it again, they didn't think this thing all the way through. And it's not new because, frankly, they never do. All right, when we come back, Ken Starr, in a Newsmax interview, said that, you know, the culture has become quite hostile to religious freedom. And he should know. He's been paying attention to this for years. He's been writing about this for years. Former U.S. Solicitor General Ken Starr, he told Newsmax TV that his new book, Religious Liberty in Crisis, Exercising Your Faith in an Age of Uncertainty, it examines the hostility to religious tradition in society. You know, there's no more, I've talked about this before, a lot of times, you know, when you saw a nun walking down the street, you saw somebody of a religious order, if you would, you at least had the niceties to say, you know, good morning or hello or whatever. Now they giggle at them, they laugh at them, they ridicule them. It's not right. Not even close to right. Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. Head up to the website during the break. TheRealSide.com. Subscribe to the newsletter. Sign up for text alerts. Do something. We'll be right back.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans. Survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, do something. I love to say this. Do something more than nothing. Right? I mean, seriously. You have to get involved. You have to get engaged locally. Make sure that you have the right people running your city, your town. Keep pushing back against these progressive Marxists. There's no other name for them. You know, Rashida Tlaib. I have a different name for her, but whatever. I mean, sitting there calling for, you know, just get rid of the police departments. Right. So when you and your family are being threatened by somebody you don't really much care for, who are you going to call? Some social worker? I mean, come on, really. Who are you going to call? And these protesters that are taking to the streets for the third night in a row, where they want justice for Dante, I guess it's Dante Wright. Are they asking for justice as they're taking the TVs off the walls? Are they asking for justice as they're smashing the ATM machines? I'm curious here because I don't get the logic. I don't get the logic at all. Anyway. It's just, Ken Starr, him and others have seen it, they know it, they see it coming. Talk about how culture has become really hostile to any kind of religious freedom. See, again, the left only wants freedom for what they perceive and believe to be reality, what they perceive and believe to be the right thing. Not cool. His new book, Religious Liberty in Crisis, Exercising Your Faith in an Age of Uncertainty. It's not. It's hostility. In an age of flat-out hostility.
You know, you used to believe, if you believe in God or you didn't believe in God or had, you know, whatever, we always say, well, you know, good for you, or you know, you're allowed to believe. We live in America. Isn't it great? You're allowed to believe what you want to believe. That's not true anymore. It's true for us on the right. You can believe whatever you want to believe. We don't care what you on the left believe. Stop shoving your garbage down our throats, though. Stop telling us to come in line with your liberal loon logic. Starr said that there's so many governors who decided, hey, for whatever reason, I'm not going to get into motivation, he said. We're really going to crack down on churches, religious worship. One of the worst was New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. He actually limited, in certain sections of the city, attendance to 10 people. Hello? 10 people. Right, that's practicing in most homes when people are coming and going. That's a home full of people. Right, or a home church for that matter. And Governor Newsom, another godless, soulless person, he's trying to limit home Bible studies in the name of public health. He had, but they went too far, and the good news is that this is great. The people are seeing where these governors are really at. See, majority of Americans are fine with these things. They're fine with people meeting in their homes. They're fine with people practicing their religious liberties. But not these Democrat governors, not at all. Why is that? Why are they better than us, high and mighty? Here they are telling us how we should worship, when, how, and where. They don't believe in this stuff. That's why. They don't have a belief in God, most of them, a true belief in God. Look at Nancy Pelosi. Says she's a devout Catholic, yet refused to allow a pastor to pray on the Capitol steps. She said she believed in prayer, so why not let him? Is she afraid he could leave COVID behind or something? I mean, I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense to me. But this culture, this new culture here in America, it has become hostile towards religious liberty. He says the purpose of his book was to give individuals, pastors, you know, but also just individuals, the tools to say, no, here are the principles. Here's what our Constitution says. You know, it's funny, years ago, when Russia was, I guess some of the historians, if you want to call them, looking back on Russia and where it went sideways. Because at one time it was an extremely religious country. And when they were asked, when some of the heads of state, if you would, or people in charge were asked where they think they went wrong, they said they forgot about God. That simple. I know many of you don't believe in God, and you're going, okay, Joe, knock it off. No, I won't. Because the fight that our founding fathers had here, they believed in God. They prayed to God. They asked God for divine guidance. They asked him for the wins, if you would, that they achieved to be able to make the country that they were able to make, put in place, so that we could screw it up and flush it like we always do. Anyhow, he said, he wanted to say, this isn't just my opinion. He said, I'm speaking with all due respect from the voice of the Supreme Court of the United States over decades, including the voice of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. When asked about what he meant by culture becoming hostile, Starr said, we're seeing objections to the Little Sisters of the Poor, a Catholic order, because they wouldn't provide contraceptives to their employees. I'm going to go back to what I said before. They knew this going to work there. I mean, are we really providing cover for ignorance and stupidity? Is that what we're doing now? Somebody takes a job at a Christian/Catholic organization, says right in the handbook that they're not going to provide coverage for A, B, and C, and then they sue because they don't provide coverage for A, B, and C? I mean, we're providing coverage for a gay or lesbian couple that tries to go to work by lying at a church or another organization? They go to work there, and then they find out later on that this couple is married, or it's a, you know, same-sex marriage. And the church and or religious organization say right in their handbook that you have to follow the tenets of the Bible and they sue? That's dishonest. That's not a, oh, I didn't know. That means you've never turned on your TV or your radio, right? I mean, he went on to say that when we're seeing the city of Philadelphia terminate the ability of Catholic social services in that city to provide services for foster child placement because they're a hate organization, because they don't believe in same-sex marriage. So now they're a hate organization. Can you see how whack this is? Yet, it's not hateful for them to ridicule us for believing in a God. It's not hateful for them to make fun of our religious beliefs, right? That's okay. It shows you how much superior they believe they are to us. They know nothing about us, really. They know nothing about our God. They know nothing about our belief systems. Starr said that those things weren't happening 20 years ago, but now they're happening every day. Mostly because of the hostility of many people. Towards religious tradition, mostly. Religious viewpoints shared by, you know, great Abrahamic faiths are the ones that are being targeted. We're not talking about a religious cult with some crazy, real crazy views. Right? We're talking about strictly Christianity, Orthodox Judaism, and Islam to a degree. And if you don't celebrate same-sex marriage, if these organizations will not perform, same, what do you think it'll get to that point? When, if they won't perform a same-sex marriage ceremony, they'll be brought up on hate crimes. When do we get there? When do you think that'll happen? They have the constitutional right. Supreme Court has held that, but you know what? When the court gets packed, then what happens? They won't allow them to protect their freedom of conscience, is what we call it. He goes on to say in a book, which is so true, to a big degree, that based on the Supreme Court and what we see coming down the pike, this may change big time in a relatively short period of time. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. In the next hour, we're going to talk about those medical exempt cards. And I've seen some stories, I've seen the emails, and apparently they work. And they work from a different standpoint. They work because they actually lay out the HIPAA laws. They actually lay out the law that allow you to stand. You know, when you get there and you tell some 17-year-old door guard at the store, I don't have to wear a mask, I've got a condition. And you start arguing with this person, it doesn't go anywhere. All they're doing is, you know, they're stuck in an argument with you, some jerk at the front door. But when you take that, and you have the card and it lays out the law, it's a whole different animal. And I'll explain that more in the next hour. Joe Messina, your host, you're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Hey, while we're resetting for the next hour, head up to the website, sign up for the newsletter, sign up for text alerts. Simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Do appreciate the time you're with me. Get involved, get engaged, and then come on back. We'll be back in a little bit.